Well, I'm working my way into my third cup of coffee. Feeling pretty good about it. Just starting to feel it really well. Right here in the middle of Forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Hour number three. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the Wolverines will again not be playing for a Big Ten championship, will not play in the college football playoffs. That's reserved for elite teams. And despite a gallant effort in Happy Valley, the Valley of Tears growing long in Ann Arbor. Number two, the Lake Michigan shoreline getting pounded again today, maybe tomorrow as well. Water turning the lakefront dreams into home-owning nightmares. It looks like today and tomorrow will be ugly with big wind, big waves, and a lot of erosion of those sand dunes. And number one, Bill Milliken dies at the age of 97. At the age of 97 in Traverse City, the former Michigan governor died Friday. He was the longest-serving governor, established a record of environmental conservation and bipartisan cooperation, according to many who dealt with him, made him popular among Republicans and Democrats. Milliken died at his home in Traverse City after years of declining health. So said Jack Lesenberry. Jack Lesenberry saying he died of that. The Republican promoted to the governor's seat from lieutenant governor in 1969. That's when George Romney, Mitt's dad, resigned to join President Richard Nixon's administration. Milliken then went on to win three elections, but didn't run again in 1982, retiring from politics after 14 years as governor, 1969 to 1983. Milliken, a middle-of-the-road Republican who occasionally crossed swords with members of his own party. In fact, I would say he was more Democrat than Republican many days. So I won't hold that against him today. Prodded by his wife, Helen, Milliken helped broker a compromise that limited oil and gas drilling in the Pigeon River State Forest. He signed a 1972 law to create the Michigan Lottery, which remains key for cash today. And in 2006, he defended the environment was a never-ending struggle. The tragedy is that once we lose the beauty and the environment values around us, we've lost it forever. We must come to understand these values and fight for them, said Milliken. Again, Bill Milliken dies at the age of 97. By the way, about those storms coming today, it could be vicious. Apparently, we could see waves north of 20 feet in some places. Last week's storm with its high winds and dune gobbling waves created flooding and property damage up and down the Great Lakes coast. Today, Lake Michigan could get pounded again. And I've seen these houses that are hanging there as it continues to erode. High water levels, big wind, big waves, and you built a house on sand. So what happens is it, you know, erosion, and very difficult to keep it stable in some cases. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll have an update on that tomorrow. I wanted to share with you what I talked about a bit in the first hour today. I want to go over that again. And that is Hillary Clinton is everywhere. Hillary Clinton is everywhere right now, including making claims that Tulsi Gabbard, the congresswoman from Hawaii, is a Russian asset. Oh, I can't make that up. No, she's a Russian asset. So is Jill Stein, apparently, a Russian asset. Maybe they don't even know it, said Hillary. She blamed the DNC for her loss in 2016 over the weekend. She claims that Tulsi Gabbard's a Russian plant, and so is Jill Stein. And it just goes on and on and on. And it's so far gone that it's baffling. It really is baffling. But Tulsi Gabbard, military veteran, member of the National Guard, who served two tours in the Middle East, volunteered for two tours in the Middle East, I should say. She's not backing down. In fact, she released a very interesting video over the weekend, calling out the Clintons and their powerful friends for attacking her and trying to destroy her reputation. I'm going to give it to you in two parts. Let's start with part one, bite five. Go.
People warned me in 2016 that my endorsement of Bernie Sanders would be the end of my quote-unquote political career. They said Clinton will never forget that she and her rich and powerful friends, her allies in politics and in the media, will make sure that you are destroyed. Well, there have been countless hit pieces full of smears against me from day one of this campaign. They've tried to destroy my reputation and my lifetime of service because I stood up to them. I've spent over 16 years of my life proudly serving in the Army National Guard. I still serve as a major today. I volunteered to deploy to the Middle East twice. I've served in Congress now for nearly 7 years, serving on the Foreign Affairs Committee, the Armed Services Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and I am not afraid to openly express my love for our country. But if they can falsely portray me as a traitor, then they can do it to anyone. And in fact, that's exactly the message that they want to get across to you.
Falsely portray me as a traitor. They could do that to anyone. Does anyone see the irony here? Tulsi Gabbard saying the Clintons and her rich and powerful friends and allies, including those in the media, said Tulsi, have not forgiven her. They've done everything they can to destroy her reputation and falsely portray her as a traitor, a woman who served two tours voluntarily in the Middle East. If nobody sees the irony of how that compares and contrasts with how Donald Trump has been attacked for having the nerve to defeat Hillary Clinton, well then. I need the second part for you to hear the rest of it. Let Tulsi round it out. Bite six, go.
That if you stand up against Hillary and the party power brokers, if you stand up to the rich and powerful elite and the war machine, they will destroy you and discredit your message. But here is the truth. They will not intimidate us. They will not silence us. We are not here just to protest their corruption. I am running for president to take the Democratic Party and our country back from the corrupt elite. I'm running for president to bring about a new Democratic Party and new leadership that will fight for peace, fight for the people, and protect our planet. So I want to ask every single one of you to join me in speaking truth to power. Don't be afraid. Let's root out the corruption in our party and our country. Join exactly the message that they want to get across to you. That if you stand up against Hillary and the party power brokers, if you stand up to the rich and powerful elite and the war machine, they will destroy you and discredit your message. But here is the truth. They will not intimidate us. They will not silence us. We are not here just to protest their corruption. I am running for president to take the Democratic Party and our country back from the corrupt elite. I'm running for president to bring about a new Democratic Party and new leadership that will fight for peace, fight for the people, and protect our planet. So I want to ask every single one of you to join me in speaking truth to power. Don't be afraid. Let's root out the corruption in our party and our country.
All right.
Join me to end the war machine's stranglehold over our leaders.
All right. What I want to point out here before I run out of time, she mentions the word corrupt elite. Corruption in our power, in our party, that is. Corruption of the rich and powerful. The rich and powerful elite and the war machine, which she mentions time and again. She calls out corruption in the Democrat Party. That's not going to win her a lot of points now, is it? She points out corruption in the Democrat Party and the rich and powerful. Tulsi Gabbard, how dare you speak the truth? And there's no way you miss the comparison with what they have tried to do to Donald Trump. They're identical, absolutely identical. And Tulsi Gabbard is out of it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, We can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education.